Oh, help. They're going to make me read this one. I'm going to have to get high.
Warnick, T-shirt, Sparks Airport, Row, 30 August 2006, Reverend Zim for News. New York City, New York. A prep of Anglo-Irish descent has said he was forced to remove a T-shirt that bore the words Hulister Co. California, 1922, I forget how to say it in German, Sieg Heil, before boarding a flight at New York, thus exposing his rock-hard abdominal muscles and bulging pectorals. Excuse me. Theo Hawthorne has said that security issues officials warned him his clothing was, quote, overpriced, offensive, and bland, unquote, after he checked in for a JetBlue flight to California on 12 August. Mr. Hawthorne said he was shocked such action could be taken in the U.S. U.S. transport officials are conducting an inquiry after a complaint from the U.S. Nazi Anti-Discrimination Committee. JetBlue said it was also investigating the incident, but a spokeswoman said, quote, we're not clear what exactly happened, unquote. Mr. Hawthorne's puke-yellow cotton t-shirt bore the slogan and a badly drawn representation of a swastika. He said he had cleared security at John F. Kennedy Airport for a flight back to his multi-million dollar home in SoCali, my gangsta bitch, when he was approached by two bikini babes who wanted to check his ID and boarding pass. Mr. Hawthorne said he was told a number of scantily clad female passengers with notoriously loose sexual mores had complained about his t-shirt, apparently concerned at what the moronic phrase meant, and asked him to remove it and, quote, give us all spankings, unquote. He refused, saying that the slogan was not offensive, citing his constitutional rights to free expression, and saying that the women were, quote, fugly skanks, unquote. The girls replied, noting, quote, he's probably gay, unquote. Mr. Hawthorne later told a New York radio station, quote, I grew up all my life and spent all my life beating up geeks, punks, and emos, and I know that these things happen, but I'm shocked that they happened to me here since I'm a soch, unquote. I think that's what that's supposed to be, S-O-C, soch. Oh, man, this is some good shit. After a difficult exchange with the airline staff, Mr. Hawthorne was persuaded to wear another T-shirt that he bought at the Nationalsozialistische Deutsche Hulister Company's store in New Jersey. Nationalsozialistische. Wow, screw it. Quote, Sieg Heil, quote, is Sieg Heil is a slogan adopted by opponents of the war in Iraq and other conflicts in the Middle East. It is said to derived from the Nazi Party, who opposed Jew Masonic rule in Germany. This has been Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering. Oh, I shut it off now.